So it was Thursday afternoon. I took off from work a little bit early, met a friend for a beer, sitting there at the restaurant, and my phone started to buzz. Did you hear the news about the governor? Are you coming into the station? Yep. Suddenly my happy hour plans were canceled. This is a special edition of Statehouse Blend Missouri.
This is a stunning development. Missouri's governor arrested, even forced to pose for a mugshot. This morning, we're hearing his response and why he is refusing to resign.
The former Navy SEAL and married father of two was arrested yesterday after a grand jury found probable cause that the Missouri governor had broken a state law, taking a semi-nude photo of a woman without her permission.
It all began in March of 2015, before Governor Eric Greitens had even launched his campaign. Last month, just hours after Greitens finished his State of the State address, St. Louis television station KMOV broke the news.
Good evening. Within the last 30 minutes, Governor Eric Greitens confirmed to News 4 that he did have an extramarital affair.
A News 4 investigation prompted this bombshell announcement from Governor Greitens and his wife.
And there was more to that story. Among the details brought to the station by the woman's now ex-husband, a claim that Greitens had photographed the woman naked, blindfolded, her hands bound with duct tape, and threatened to release it if she told anyone about their encounter.
Did you actually take a photo of her?
As I said, this is a consensual relationship, David. And there was no blackmail. There was no threat of using a photograph for blackmail. And there was no violence. The mistake that I made, as I said, was that I was engaged in a consensual relationship with a woman who wasn't my wife.
It wasn't long before the local prosecutor started an investigation, which resulted in this week's indictment. To flesh that out and bring us up to date, I talked with my colleague, Erica Hunsinger. She's an editor at KCUR.
Brian, the indictment comes from a grand jury in St. Louis. What has Governor Greitens been charged with?
He's been charged with a Class D felony of invasion of privacy. What that means, according to the indictment, is that Governor Greitens knowingly photographed the woman in a state of full or partial nudity without her knowledge and consent in a place where she would have had a reasonable expectation of privacy. Now, actually, that itself would only be a misdemeanor under Missouri law, but the indictment goes on to say that the defendant subsequently transmitted the image contained in the photograph in a manner that allowed access to that image via a computer. The accusations that were made, you'll recall, said that he took it on his phone and showed it to her. We don't know any more details of what has been alleged to the grand jury, but it sounds like that is enough to elevate this to the felony charge, which is punishable by up to 4 years in prison.
And the governor, when this all came out, right after the State of the State, categorically denied these blackmail allegations. Now that he's charged, what's been the response from his camp?
Well, there was silence for a couple of hours. Then his lawyer came out and said that this was the worst, most political decision he's seen in 40 years of private practice as an attorney. The governor did finally make a statement last night, said that, as he has said before, he'd made a personal mistake, but not committed a crime. He also said that this was a political decision, which he said was disappointing and misguided. He also expressed confidence that this would be righted soon, in his words. He said the people of Missouri deserve better than a reckless liberal prosecutor who uses her office to score political points. He's talking there about St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner. She's the one who brought these allegations to the grand jury. She herself is a Democratic former state representative. And so it sounds like the governor's main response is going to be to say that this is a political attack. We'll see how that works out.
Speaking of lawmakers, they called for Greitens to step down when the allegations first came out. Now that there are charges, do you have any sense of how they're responding to this?
A number of Democratic lawmakers and a handful of Republicans called on the governor to resign. Late yesterday, we heard the first response that we've heard along those lines from the Republican House leadership. They said that, quote, "We will carefully examine the facts contained in the indictment and answer the question as to whether or not the governor can lead our state while a felony case moves forward." They went on to say, and this is attributed to the House Speaker and the Speaker Pro Tem and the Majority Floor Leader, "We will begin the process of tasking a group of legislators to investigate these serious charges." So it sounds like as soon as next week, when the General Assembly reconvenes, we could see a full-on House investigation. And of course, that could lead to an actual impeachment.
And if that happens, Who takes over?
Well, so an impeachment in Missouri in some ways is similar to how it's done in other states. The House would conduct an investigation, and eventually the House would have to vote to impeach the governor. That essentially is an accusation. It's like a grand jury finding that there are grounds to move forward with a trial. But in Missouri, it is not the Senate that conducts that trial. The Senate actually picks a panel of 7 judges, and they are the ones who conduct the trial. If 5 out of the 7 vote to convict, then the governor is removed from office effective immediately.
And then who takes over?
We have a lieutenant governor, Mike Parson. He's a Republican. He has studiously avoided comment on this issue, and he did that again on Twitter last night. But the lieutenant governor would immediately become governor. And Mike Parson has a very different style of leadership than Governor Greitens, has disagreed with him about a number of issues. So it would be a very interesting moment if that should be a possibility.
Sounds like an interesting few weeks coming in the legislature.
We'll stay on top of it. To be honest, we had a different plan for today's episode. It was supposed to be about transportation and gas taxes. We will still bring you that conversation next week, but our guests graciously agreed to talk first about the story of the day, which is certainly the indictment of Governor Greitens. Representatives Greg Razor, a Democrat, and Kevin Corlew, a Republican, they're both from Kansas City, disagree about a lot of things, but found a lot of common ground in responding to this week's news. What was your first reaction to hearing this news, Representative Razor?
It's sad. It's a sad day for Missouri. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you don't want to see your governor having done something that leads him to be indicted on a felony. This is a kick in the stomach, and it makes the state look bad.
Yeah. Similar reaction for you, Representative Corlew?
I did. I was troubled and saddened for the situation that we had and, you know, contemplative of what we needed to do as a state to move forward.
You made a little news yesterday, Representative Corlew, by being one of the first Republicans to call for the governor to resign.
Yes. As a Republican, never would have expected nor desired to feel like I had to call for the resignation of a Republican governor.
And you've not been there have been some Republicans who've had some issues with the governor who've had sort of an antagonistic relationship, but you've really not been one of those.
No, I've tried to work with the governor as best we can on commonalities. But in this situation, when with the criminal indictment, with the legal proceedings to come, I just see that it would be very hard for him to perform the duties of his office, let alone to have kind of the mandate that you need for leadership to be able to move forward on legislative items that are important to Missourians.
Representative Razor, you actually told me the morning after the State of the State address when all of this came out that you thought the governor seriously needed to consider resigning. I assume you haven't changed your mind about that.
No, I haven't. You know, I would say as a Democrat, I don't take pleasure in calling for the governor to resign. And as a Missourian, I don't find pleasure in calling for the governor to resign. But I don't see how he can effectively govern under these conditions.
Can you guys help me understand that? Why is this such a barrier to governance? I mean, you have a job to do as legislators, passing laws, debating laws, sending them to the governor's desk. Why is it that you can't just keep on doing that job with this going on in the background?
Well, one thing will be with the legal proceedings that go on, there'll be tremendous distractions, and the governor will be called from his duties that he won't be able to do day to day, in my opinion. But more so than that, when you talk about public officials and the direction that you're leading the state, there also has to be a sense of moral authority and belief from the people that your leader has the integrity and is able to lead forward. And it's hard to do so when that confidence has been shaken.
And you say that even before he's been convicted of these crimes, just with the indictment.
Right. And I am not suggesting in any means that Governor Greitens should be convicted at this point. I think the process should be work out in the criminal aspect. And, of course, those proceedings need to be fair and make sure they follow all the procedures there. But from a leadership standpoint in the governor, that's another issue. And I think that we need to hold representatives and officials accountable just like anybody else. And we need to make sure that we have leaders that can really effectively govern at this time.
Greg Razor, are we essentially done with this legislative session if the governor does not resign? I mean, can meaningful work still be done? Can legislation still be honestly, openly debated, or is there really no way to go forward?
No, I think there absolutely will still be legislation going on. If the governor lacks the ability to lead, then that just puts more pressure on the legislature to be the leaders. I sit on the budget committee. We have to pass a budget. Representative Corlew and I have both served on the transportation task force. It's something that we agree on and that we're working to get passed. And then there's issues that the representative and I disagree on, and we're going to continue to argue on the floor on those. So in the absence of leadership from the governor's mansion, those of us in the Capitol building have to step up.
Representative Corlew, you are the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. Have you been given a sense of how this investigation that the House leadership has promised? They've said they will task a group of legislators with investigating these serious charges. That's a quote from the House Speaker's statement yesterday. Do you have a sense of how that will unfold, what kind of investigation we're talking about? Is this the beginning of an impeachment proceeding?
Because this news has just come out yesterday, we haven't had a chance, and we've been away from Jeff City, so we haven't had a chance to really sit down and figure out, the structure of this. But the investigation needs to be a panel of House of Representative members. They can fairly and accurately look at the facts and then determine is there a further step that needs to be taken, such as perhaps, like you mentioned, an impeachment in which there are set forth guidelines in the Constitution about what that entails, and we'll be called upon to look at those things. And it's important then that we be very contemplative, deliberate, fair, and make sure that we make accurate decisions for the people of Missouri that aren't based on political motives or decisions, but are based upon what's best for the state.
Does the fact that both of you have called for the governor to resign, does that necessarily mean that you would vote to impeach him?
No, it does not mean that in my case, until I see the facts and see if there is merit for that. Again, calling for somebody to resign is something that I think would be a step that the governor should take in the best interest of the state. Now, whether somebody should be impeached, there are constitutional guidelines for that in terms of misconduct and crimes and set of specified reasons, as well as case law that interprets that. So I would want to be fair, see all those facts, and then make a good decision on whether those facts merit impeachment, and would be willing one way or the other to go where those facts have led me to.
Yeah, resignation's a different question than impeachment.
I would agree with what Representative Corlew just said. Impeachment is a very serious issue, and we need to let the House investigate and come to its own conclusions. You know, I would say we want to make sure that politics do not enter into this. Hopefully there will be Democrats on that committee that make sure of it. But I think with the leadership of the Speaker, I feel confident that he will make sure that this is a fair process and that the decisions made are fairly judged.
Okay, so let me ask about that mention of politics, though, because the governor's response to all this has been very quickly to say that this is a political act by a politically motivated prosecutor. In fact, his exact words in the statement he posted on Facebook were that Kim Gardner, who is the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, is a, quote, reckless liberal prosecutor who uses her office to score political points. In light of that, it's hard to imagine how this doesn't become sort of a political confrontation once this investigation starts happening, isn't it?
You know, I think that sounds like someone who's backed into a corner and trying to fight his way out. We just have to make sure, those of us in the House, and I think this is a moment for us to shine. Too many people in Missouri, too many people in our country don't trust our institutions anymore. And so we need to make sure that we do this by the letter and as fairly as possible, both to the governor and to the people of Missouri, to make sure that who sits in the governor's mansion deserves to be sitting there.
Kevin Corlew, though, does Kim Gardner have a credibility problem as the prosecutor bringing these charges? She's a Democrat. She's a former state legislator herself. Do you share that concern? Do your colleagues, you think, your Republican colleagues, wonder if this investigation should be taken as seriously coming from her?
Well, Kim Gardner is the elected prosecutor in St. Louis, and the people of St. Louis have elected her to do a job. She has a job to do, and that is to bring charges where warranted upon any person that has broken the, or is alleged to have broken the law, whether that be a political official or an everyday citizen. And I would hope that she would do her job without political motives. And then having said that, the grand jury process, that's a process of citizens that are chosen through the random process that we have to select grand juries. So I don't know who those citizens are. And from experiences that I've had, those citizens do their job with the best intentions and meaning. And again, I would hope they would do so as well.
We'll be following this story and keeping you informed about what's happening in your state house every week on this podcast. Be sure to catch our conversation with Representatives Corlew and Razor about transportation early next week, and then get daily updates. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at PTS Brian. The show is produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Brian Ellison. Thanks for listening.